Welcome to another episode of Follow the Brand. I am your host, Grant McGaugh, CEO of Five Star BDM, a five-star personal branding and business development company. I want to take you on a journey that takes another deep dive into the world of personal branding and business development using compelling personal story, business conversations, and tips to improve your personal brand. By listening to the Follow the Brand podcast series, you will be able to differentiate yourself from the competition and allow you to build trust with prospective clients and employers. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Make it one that will set you apart, build trust, and reflect who you are. Developing your five-star personal brand is a great way to demonstrate your skills and knowledge. If you have any questions for me or my guests, please email me at grant.mcgaugh, spelled M-C-G-A-U-G-H, at 5-star BDM, B for brand, D for development, M for masters.com. Now let's begin with our next 5-star episode on Follow the Brand. Welcome to the Follow Brand Podcast, where we are helping you to build a 5-star brand that people will follow. Dr. Dionne Rountree is our guest for today. She is a magnificent force, blazing trails as the CEO of Rountree Training and Consulting and a franchise owner of Network in Action. With a plethora of professional certifications and qualifications, Dr. Rountree is a senior certified professional with the Society of Human Resource Management, a certified leadership coach, trainer, and speaker with the John Maxwell Team, and a certified business trainer and consultant. Her passion for lifting others has inspired her to teach and lead workshops on personal and professional development topics, instilling in individuals the skills and knowledge necessary to reach their highest potential. As a celebrated author of the newly released book, Leading From Within, A Faith-Based Perspective on Leadership, and Beyond the Boardroom, Learn How to Play and Win at the Game of Corporate Politics. Dr. Rountree's proven methods elevate untapped personal abilities and bolster the bottom line of businesses. Her educational background is impressive, with a Doctor of Business Administration degree from Wilmington University, a Doctor of Ministry degree from South University, an MS degree in professional leadership with a concentration in training and development, and a BS degree in business management from Carlo University. Dr. Rountree has held esteemed faculty and administrative positions in several academic institutions, overseeing curriculum development with a keen eye for innovation. She was also a highly respected and successful pharmaceutical sales consultant, acknowledged as one of the top two performers in the nation for her company. Her community involvement is awe-inspiring, as she serves on the Black Chamber of Commerce Palm Beach County Board, Genesis Community Health Center, and the Women's Circle. She is also on the leadership committee of Palm Beach County SHRM, a charter member and VP of operations of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, also Alpha Epsilon Omega chapter, and a leader member of ICABA. Furthermore, she serves as secretary for the Palm Beach Toastmasters Club and is an Impact the Palm Beaches member. Dr. Rountree's unwavering dedication to helping others achieve their personal and professional aspirations has earned her a reputation as a true leader. Her expertise and commitment to excellence are evident in her many accomplishments and the numerous organizations she supports. Let us honor Dr. Rountree and all the magnificent mothers who uplift and empower those around them. Happy Mother's Day from the Follow Brand Podcast, where we are building a five-star brand that you can follow. Welcome, everybody, to the Follow Brand Podcast. We're going to have a special this week. We want to honor our mothers. We're going to honor our moms. We're going to honor everybody out there, your daughters, your grandmothers as well. So we're going to enjoy ourselves this week. We get an opportunity to talk to an industry leader who has a faith-based leadership coaching program. Her name is Deanne Rountree. And she's going to talk to us about why did she get into this? What is her passion? What is she trying to solve with her business? And how we're all going to be impacted by Rountree Training Company. So, Dia, please introduce yourself.
It's such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm honored to celebrate Mother's Day, Mother's Day week, Mother's Day month. And like you said, I'm Dr. Deanne Rountree. I'm a certified leadership coach, a trainer and speaker. Got certified with John Maxwell back in 2020 during the pandemic. And my company has really just taken off beyond belief. I've been in business now for over 2 years. And I recently published a new book called Leading from Within, a faith-based perspective on leadership. And what I do, whether it's a for-profit company, nonprofit, faith-based, secular organization, or even one-on-one with professionals and entrepreneurs, I help to develop their leadership skills, enhance their competency, their confidence, and just to give them some strategic planning skills so that they can hone whatever they're trying to do with confidence and be more prepared for whatever endeavors that they embarked on. But I must admit, leading from within, a faith-based perspective on leadership, this truly is a gift to me, if you will. I felt led by the Holy Spirit to write this book several years ago. And Grant, it has been a long journey. I think it's taken me several years to write this book, to get it to where I want it to be. And I pray that no matter who reads it and the subsequent programs that will be developed from this particular book will truly encourage and bless others to know who they are in Christ.
That is wonderful. I can't wait. As a matter of fact, I ordered my copy today. Okay. So I'm going to get deeper into it. I'm going to learn some of these things that you just talked about. But tell us a little bit more about, I know how you put the doctor on there. We're going to get to that. So Deanne Rountree, give us an idea of your background. And then before you got this, you said you just got into business maybe a couple of years ago. What were you doing before that? Give us some context of who you have been before you wrote this book.
Yeah, so I've had a long, long journey up until today, and I am a product of, I would say, struggle. It's been a struggle. My parents worked so hard to be able to provide for my brother and I. I was born in the projects of Philadelphia many moons ago, my brother and I, and it taught us appreciation. It taught us gratitude for everything we have. And my mother was a single parent back then, and she remarried, and they did better. However, not to the point where we had a silver spoon, in our mouth. So I grew up with a hunger and a motivation to do better, to be better, and to accomplish my goals and dreams without abandon. And that's what I've done. I have several degrees, four to be exact. And I started my education while working full time. And all of my degrees have been whether I was working full time or almost full time, part time. And that's because my parents made too much money for me to qualify for grants, and yet not enough to afford to send me to college. So my plan was to get my education by working full-time for a company who would reimburse me and help to pay for my college. And that's what I did. started by working for a utility company called Duquesne Light in Pittsburgh and got my bachelor's degree in business management from Carlo University in Pittsburgh. It's now a big university, it was college back then. And then I was also motivated to go back and get my master's degree a few years later in professional leadership with a concentration in training and development. And during that program, I knew in my mind that I would be doing something like what I'm doing now, which is training, consulting, and coaching, not to mention speaking. And that really helped me to gain the confidence and knowledge on what I would need to do to be the kind of consultant, the kind of trainer that I knew I wanted to be. And I was encouraged by a mentor, Dr. Judith A.W. Thomas, and Dr. Richards, who they both recruited me from, I would say, pharmaceutical sales. I was in pharmaceutical sales for Johnson & Johnson and worked there for close to 8 years and went to a smaller pharmaceutical company called MedPoint. But that's where I learned a lot about business acumen and communication skills and sales and training and the significance of it. But when I had my son back in 2004, I knew I needed to make a career shift because I'm type A and I wanted to be number one. And so I knew I needed to pull back so that I could use that energy to be the kind of mother that I wanted to be. And as a type A woman and person, I wanted to be an excellent mom. And I knew that I needed to redirect some of that energy that I put into my full-time position as a pharmaceutical rep. And let me just say, I was number one in my district, number one in the region, number two in the nation. And so I knew that pulling back was a wise decision, and I did. I became an adjunct professor at Lincoln University, the first HBCU in the country in Philadelphia. I was recruited by Dr. Judith A.W. Thomas, and she wanted me to teach in education. I did some classes there, reading and study skills and critical thinking. But my wheelhouse was business. And Dr. Richards, when he learned about my background in business, my undergraduate in business administration, and then my master's degree in leadership and training and development, he recruited me to teach in the business department. And I taught undergraduate and graduate courses. I eventually, once I got my doctorate, they encouraged me to go back and get my doctorate. Ugh. But, my husband was supportive, and also my focus on my son, I wanted to have the kind of lifestyle that would enable me to be just as good as a mother as I could be in the workplace. And I believed at the time that academia provided that opportunity. So I stayed in academia for many years, and eventually our family relocated to Florida from outside of Philadelphia. But I loved Lincoln University. I loved the students because they felt like my children, so to speak, or young people who I could groom and mentor, particularly young African-American men and young African-American women who just needed some extra guidance, not someone who would just teach them, but who could really care about their future and their success. And I fell in love with academia. And again, once we relocated here to Florida, I took some time off and I really wanted to get my son acclimated to this area because he was young. He was nine, had established friendships, and it was tough for him to get reacclimated to a totally different culture, beautiful weather, which we all love and appreciate even now. And it took me about 2 years. And within that time, I was applying for positions. I was looking at some entrepreneurial opportunities. And South University reached out to me. And one day they just said, hey, you applied for this position about a year ago. We don't know if you're still interested, but it's for an academic program director for business administration. And I said, yes, I'm still interested. I wasn't working, but I was looking at some different things and trying some things. But at the time, South University, this position as a program director and business professor was right on. It was perfect. It gave me the leadership development abilities that I was looking for, but it also enabled me to interact with young people and people even my age and older and help them as they embarked on continuing their education in business. Fell in love with this position, and the university started having many, many organizational changes throughout my tenure. And I knew in my heart that embarking and becoming a full-time entrepreneur was God's will for my life. And I remember feeling like the Lord was telling me to do something in ministry, but I never saw myself as a pastor, nor do I see myself as a pastor today. But I knew he wanted me to do something. So I thought maybe he wanted me to do Christian counseling, maybe through my church, and started going that direction. And that door was not the right door. I learned right away. So I pondered and prayed. I'm like, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? And this was even before I retired at South. So when I accepted the position at South, I wondered if it was God's will for me to go back to school. And I could sense that that was it. And I said, well, Lord, I still have this doctorate degree in business administration loan that I'm still paying for. And I said, Father, if it's your will for me to go back to school to get a doctorate degree in ministry, then you have to pay for the first one. And that's how I felt in my heart. And that's what I said in my prayer. And it was as if he said, sure, why not? Let me just say he made a way for me to pay off my student loan debt for my first doctoral degree. But not only that, at South University, where I got my Doctor of Ministry degree, I ended up not having to pay for that at all, other than some small fees, very affordable fees, and graduated in 2020, January 2020, with my second doctoral degree in ministry, doing that while I was working full time, still being a program director and a business professor. And that program was not easy, I must admit, trying to do all those things and still be a good mom. My son was growing up, but it worked out. And shortly after, when the pandemic, hit and my family was impacted, I lost several family members, including several members I was very close to, and two, especially my aunt Pat and aunt Regina. I was their next of kin. They never had children, and I was responsible for managing their estate. And that was a whole learning experience for me, but grateful at the same time that I could be there for them. We were really, really close. And I really, to this day, miss them tremendously because they treated me like a little princess, growing up. But it was through that whole experience that I knew the Lord was speaking to me to leave my full-time position and do what I'm doing today full-time. And I was afraid, but I felt God, still small voice, telling me it's now or never. Mm-hmm. And he said that twice. And I said, no, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to say it again. I am giving my 2-week notice. And again, the university was going through a lot of changes. And, I could have stayed there possibly for several more years, but it was the right time. And I left March 2021. And then I bought a franchise, Grant. I bought a franchise called Network in Action behind me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this CEO and other young lady who was a franchise owner reached out to me and said, we looked at your profile on LinkedIn and, with your training, with your degrees and your experience in academia, we just think, and sales, you would be great as a franchise owner doing, helping companies with networking. And to be honest, man, I started networking even before I left my full-time position, because I knew I was going in that direction. And that was like back in January, February. And I started going to these virtual, and everything was virtual. So I was checking out these virtual networking groups, and I was a client of most of these people, but no one was buying from me. No one was buying my services. They were kind, they were sweet, they were supportive, but I really was not getting clients. But I knew the value then, of course, of networking and of building these relationships. And, you know, I didn't see many people who look like me in the Zoom room. You know, you could count them on one hand how many of us were on these Zoom calls. And I'm like, well, where are we? Where are our entrepreneurs? And I couldn't understand it. So when this gentleman reached out to me and his representative reached out to me after speaking to my husband about it, my husband looked at me and just said, you know, this is a no-brainer. This is you all day. This is, you know, go for it. Go. I'm like, really? And I was shocked because he's so risk averse. And I'm the one who will leap and then think about it later. But he was like, no, this is a no-brainer. I said, okay. So I went ahead and purchased the franchise. They provide a structure and training and support that I needed. And similar to the way the John Maxwell team afforded me, they provide a structure for me to embark on my full-time training services. And I said, I have the structure now. I have people I can turn to, and I can go full force with my businesses. And so simultaneously, I'm navigating, trying to get my clientele for Roundtree training and consulting and recruiting professionals and entrepreneurs who wanted to network intentionally with other entrepreneurs and professionals and help each other to grow our businesses. And at the time, I didn't realize the blessing and value of buying this franchise until now, really, where I'm looking around and I see the members that I have in my group, and they have provided this wonderful network of people that I need who support me and I support them.
Oh, and yes. Very nice.
It's a blessing to be able to do both.
This episode is brought to you by 5-Star BDM. 5-Star BDM is a professional consulting and advisory group keenly focused on business development services for small to mid-sized businesses and entrepreneurs. Although every business is unique, they often share challenges that can be addressed through smart branding. Services include process improvement and operations, digital strategy and transformation, business intelligence, digital marketing, and personal branding. Our 5-Star business and personal branding company has helped a number of professionals and organizations to optimize and grow. The result is more business, more opportunities, better reach, positive outcomes. Please visit www.5starbdm.com to learn more and view all the episodes of Follow the Brand.
Well, that's a great story. I mean, I see the tapestry and I see the connectiveness. And number one, I applaud you for being the person that you are. You always remember your mother, you know, first, and obviously a wife for your husband. And you do these things, you know, together in a collaborative manner, and that you arrived at this point because you have the encouragement. You have people behind you, like, all right, Mom, I know you got this. You can do this. And then I understand what you mean by loss, especially that I tell you, people lose people. But when you lose people in you say your number one circle, those are wake up calls. I just had that myself just a month or so ago. So I know, you know, those kind of things, they linger for a while because there's no replacements for those voices. But they've given you the gift of their wisdom and how to do things. So you can kind of hear that voice in your head when you need to make certain decisions or, you know, you need to talk to somebody. That it's there. That spirit is definitely there. So this is great. Plus, we are also of a similar ilk. I've been in sales for a long time, and I love you. I'm applauding you in the background, like, oh my gosh, you're number one in her sales position. She's been doing this a long time. I love it. And I love also the fact, like, you know what? And it's a lot of people in that middle ground, like, you make enough money not to qualify for certain programs, or if you make too much money for other things, so you fall in this no man's land
here. Exactly.
But what do you do? And then that's what you just say, you know what, I'm going to work, but I'm going to work for a company that can reinvest in me.
That's
and
right.
allow me to go to school and do what I need to do. Those are very, very smart choices. You're building your foundation, and you're putting yourself in a position to win. And the fact that you're a teacher, I mean, you can teach people what you learn. Being able to translate experiences for others is golden. Is golden.
Thank you.
And one other thing I'm picking up from your talk is that you are your own franchise, meaning you're your own business of businesses. You have a portfolio of businesses that work together to promote the Dr. Dion Roundtree brand.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are set up for the long term. They all work together. They feed each other, that type of thing. I'm loving how you're saying these things, right?
Yeah, they really do.
Here's the question. So let's say I'm interested, because there's people out there that are interested. From a leadership perspective, life coaching perspective, especially faith-based perspective, to get someone interested in your services, what are your guiding principles that you work through?
I think that's a great question, Graham, because not everyone is your client. And that's one thing, you know, that I have learned on this entrepreneurial journey. And I think number one of the guiding principles is desire. Having this unwavering desire to be successful and being teachable, being open and willing to learn from others, no matter how much experience you have. And I feel that those are deep principles that I live by. I have, of course, my foundation is my faith, and that goes without saying, because it just fortifies me for everything else I do. And that's not to say I only work with faith-based individuals. I'll work with anyone who is open-minded, who wants to learn, who wants to be better, who wants to be successful. And I do ask my clients, I tell them I'm a faith-based leadership coach, trainer, and speaker, but, you know, I am open to providing you these services without having lead with that. Because some people just, that's not who they are, and that's not what they want. Even faith-based people, sometimes they don't want that extra, if you will, ingredient in their services, in their coaching. They just want me to come from a leadership perspective. And I respect that and honor that. And I think what happens is when people get to know, like, and trust you, you end up going to the personal side of someone's lives and maybe even the spiritual side, but it happens organically. It's not like I start my program unless they ask with this, okay, we're going to use, I think in all the clients I've had only one client, my first client, who strictly wanted it to be faith-based, where we started with prayer and scripture and everything, you know, and that was very natural for me to do. And I'm very open to it. And then there are other people who I know are Christians who pretty much just wanted me, my expertise on leadership and on building their confidence and strategic planning. And so we focused on that. But what has happened as they've gotten to know me and vice versa, that faith-based side gets woven in, but it's organically, naturally, and a lot of times based on what they want and what they're leading and asking me to do. And I think that's important. I think if you want to be successful, you have to be willing to work with people who might not believe everything that you believe, but they're open-minded to who you are and what you bring as far as your value to the table, and that's what they're hiring me for. So I'm grateful that God has brought me up, number one, regardless of your socioeconomic status, because I started from the bottom, now here. It enabled me to relate and get along with all kinds of people. I mean, I've had to go into doctor's offices and teach them about the medications that they prescribe. You know, I've talked to mayors and city officials and lawyers. And so I'm not afraid, and the heads of CEOs. I mean, I'm coaching right now two CEOs. And yet I know how to relate to them, to connect with them on that level. But I also, in fact, I just got on off a call with a young lady who's starting at the very beginning and is trying to piece it all together. And I'm able, thank God, to go back to when I first started and was trying to navigate this entrepreneurial journey and wondering, you know, what am I going to have to do to be that woman, to be that coach, that consultant? And I was able to pull back and bring all that memory to help her to start her journey successfully to be an entrepreneur.
That is wonderful. That is the giving back. And that is when you realize you are a legacy, you are a mentor, and that you can teach. And you're just looking for people that are teachable. That's your mentees. And then if you can get people, even if they have very substantial positions and responsibilities, as a CEO often does, that they're able to relate to you and able to, you know, take in the learning process so they can, because what they want is a transformation. Whatever that's going to be. What is that 100%. Transformation going to look like? How do I get to that end result? And then what you just talked about, you have a proven track record of doing that. So you're very referenceable. You have great testimonies. I want you to talk to us a little bit about the programs that you have. Like, walk us through, if somebody's interested, like, I want leadership coaching. So what does that look like? Yeah, walk us through that process.
Sure. And you know what? The process is the same. It may be implemented differently, but it's pretty much the same.
Okay.
When it comes to a one-on-one individual who is, they could be a college student, they could be a CEO. It's going to start off with mindset. We really have to focus on where their mind is and where the gaps are in their confidence and their emotional intelligence and self-awareness. So whether I just finished a corporate training program, and that's where we started, their mindsets. We started off with self-awareness and emotional intelligence. And so I even have an online course, Grant, and in my online course for people who just want to take their own self-paced journey, and then maybe want to end up after they've gone through that course for one-on-one coaching, or maybe they hire me for, you know, a group or corporate training. It's still the same. It's their mindset. Even my college students, we always started with self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and their mindset. And I'll tell you, because in my years of experience, and where I've come from to where I am now, there is no way I could have achieved or accomplished any of this without the grace of God, number one, and without the awareness that my mental state has to be intentionally set if I'm going to be successful. And, you know, I didn't learn this on my own. I learned some things. I could sense that, wait a minute, it seems like when I'm thinking a certain way, then I'm feeling a certain way. And when I'm feeling a certain way, then I'm focused on something. And before I started on that journey of really understanding mindset by reading, you know, certain books, I knew what the Bible said. I knew what the pastors were preaching. But to apply it, that took a long time to learn. I mean, I was praying and I would, you know, focus on the Lord and read scriptures all the time, but I didn't fully understand or grasp the consequences of my mindset. You know, I knew it from a moral standpoint, like, don't watch that because you'll start doing certain things, or God wouldn't want you to see that. So I always felt like, oh, I can't watch that, or I can't read that, or I can't go here. I knew that. And it felt punitive in a way, like God was going to kill me for watching that show or reading that book or going to that place. And so it kind of, having that type of mindset eclipsed the benefit of understanding how in every day of my life, having an intentional mindset that focused on what I wanted versus what I don't want.
Yes.
The implications of that, I didn't have that. And I read this book by Florence Gogel Shin called The Game of Life and How to Play It many, many years ago. An older book. It's like a little gem, a real short, easy read. And it just, my brain just exploded with understanding how my mindset really, why my mindset it needed to shift beyond the moral side to the practical side of living. And then, I read a couple of other books several book positive business books that would talk about mindset, but it didn't get deep. And it was this secular movie called The Secret. And something I saw on Oprah, and I was like, oh no, this is some new age. I better stay away from that. I was turned off, but it gnawed at me. Like it just, something about it stayed with me. And I gave in. I said, you know what? I'm going to order the movie. Order the movie. That was way back 2007, 2008. And then the light bulb went on. And I don't know why this little secular movie, God chose to use that to help me to truly understand why he said in his word to focus on him and to focus on what's truthful and noble and right and of good report and all the scriptures, and I'll keep you in perfect peace. It just brought his word to the practical side of living for me. And God used that particular movie to help me to be more intentional and enlightened me in my understanding of why we must be very intentional about our thoughts and what we're thinking about, what we're focused on every day. And it changed my life.
Agreed.
It changed my life.
Wow. Just from a mind shift realization and it is an epiphany. I can understand what you are saying there. You can help someone else to get to those epiphanies. So those self-imposed limitations, because you might have the competence, but if you don't have the confidence, it's going to impact you. I learned that from another coach over in Australia. She told me that. I was like, wow, you know, that makes so much of a difference. And I know in our community,
yeah,
think about that, the communities that you came from in Philadelphia and that you've been through, and you start looking at how the people interact with themselves and in their circle of experience. And then you can see, like, sometimes, like, wow, you know, there's one thing when others are keeping you down, but when you're keeping yourself down, that's a problem.
That's the problem. And if we're letting, you know, someone else is keeping us down, we've given them permission. We're saying, you can keep me down. We're agreeing with them. So it's always us, whether it's a force or a person outside of us, external to us, or whether we're just in our own feelings and mulling over why we're not happy and successful and agreeing with someone who may have intentionally or unintentionally victimized us. See, they can't make us a victim if we don't agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Oprah and you know, Dr. Maya Angelou. They were victims, but they chose not to be.
True. Yeah.
It's us. It's up to you and me to agree to the negativity, to the bad perception that others have of us. We can say, yeah, you're right. That's not me, and it never was me. And focus on who you really are and who God created you to be and all the blessings and the gifts and the talents that he's giving you, and even through your hardship, how he's doing that on purpose to strengthen you and to make you relatable to other people, because he's going to use you to help someone.
Just very nice.
Receive that.
You have to receive, or when I don't say you have to, but you'll come to that point in the road that you begin to look for alternative worlds. Because a lot of people, they get to that point in life, why me? Why me? Why? What is happening?
Why me?
And then you start to get into, all right. And if you are of the right mindset, like yourself, like you have to come to that point in the road where your higher power is helping you. Like, all right, here's something that can help you unstick yourself if you decide to take that choice. Now, you have a choice here. You have Dr. Dionne Rountree. She has a wealth of experiences. She has a book that you can go ahead and read to get a better understanding. And then you need to understand, is this the next path for you on your journey? Because you don't want to keep going around in the same circle. You keep doing the same thing. And if you have the same mindset about everything else in your life, you're going to keep getting what you already got. You know, we've heard those things over and over again, but until you actually do it. So we're coming to the end of our session. And I appreciate having this session. I got a free session, and everybody listening got a free coaching session. Whether you realize it or not, she coached me up. I hope she coached you up as well. If they need to get in touch with you, they want to get to, and I know you've got the QR code right there. They can scan it right there on the screen, but we have a lot of listeners as well. What is the best way to get in contact with you?
They can reach me on my website. It has all my contact information. My website is my full name, Dionne, DEEAW, N like Nancy, Rountree, no space, no hyphen, nothing like that. Rountree, Round, like David, TREE.com. LinkedIn, the best way to reach me. If you can't get to my website, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram as well.
And your book is on Amazon right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Leading From Within, a faith-based perspective on leadership. And it is on Amazon. You can download it if you're a Kindle reader, like 99 cents or even no money if you have Kindle. And it's about $15 with tax and everything if you want a paperback. And I'm going to have a book signing grant for us local people. If you're in West Palm on Tuesday, May 23rd at the Black Chamber of Commerce downtown West Palm Beach at 5:30 p.m. I'll be there to sign books. I'll have a few on hand, and just asking people to give me a review on Amazon if you like the book, and to share it with others so that it can be a blessing to them as well.
So this has been wonderful. Thank you for being on the Follow Brand podcast. Follow Brand. We're going to put you on Follow Brand TV as well, because you do such a great job. And this is so important for our community. I want to encourage all of your followers as well. They could tune in all the episodes at 5-Star BDM. That is B for Brand, D for Development, and for Masters.com. So thank you very much for being on the show. And we will see you on the 23rd.
Yeah. Thank you, Grant. Appreciate
You're welcome.